This week, we want to look at what happened to Nigel Farage. He literally was cut off from his own personal bank. He then went to 9 other banks, and they wouldn't do banking with him. They wouldn't let him open up any accounts because of his political views. Now, as Leo Holman points out, Nigel Farage, if you don't know who he is in Great Britain, he's kind of like the Tucker Carlson in Great Britain, as Leo Holman points out. And so he's a conservative. He holds a lot of the values that you and I do as Christians. And so because of that, he doesn't fit the framework for ESG or the diversity, equity, inclusion scores. And so these banks decided, hey, we're just not going to do business with you. So we want to watch this and look at this because I believe it's a foreshadow of what the globalists want to do with us, with the banking systems, by installing a digital currency and putting on a social score with that digital currency that will limit our buying and selling, but also the ability to do banking. And if we don't conform to their image, to what their values are, what they want from us, then they'll just shut us off, or they won't allow us to bank with them, or they won't allow us to get loans with them or whatnot. They literally will have the power to deplatform us, shut us off, and basically make us non-existent. So we believe that what you're seeing with Nigel Farage is there's more to come. And this is not just happening to Nigel Farage. There's been a lot of people that have been deplatformed by their banks. And so this is a growing trend. And so we want to look at it, investigate it, and see where the implications lead us. And if you look at it from a biblical perspective, what is happening? Well, the Babylonian system is being set up. It's being set up for the Antichrist to eventually take the helm and run the entire world. And this whole thing is called the Babylonian system, and it includes economics and banking. It includes politics, the kings of the earth. And it will include the religious aspect as well, which is the Whore of Babylon, which the religious elements are seen in the ESG, the Environmental Social Governance Score, and the Diversity Equity Inclusion Score, your DAI score, and then your ESG score included into your social credit system. And so you have all three elements involved in the system being formed right now. That's a three-legged stool of the Babylonian religion. And so this is an example of someone like Nigel Farage not conforming to the Whore of Babylon and the system that she wants religiously, and therefore they shut you off economically. So you have to keep in mind the three-legged stool when you're dealing with all these different subjects. Well, anyway, PJ Media and a lot of outlets had the story. Leo Holman had a good take on it, but a lot of media picked up on this story. Not the liberal media, not the leftist media, not the mainstream media, but most conservative media outlets picked this story up because it is a cause of concern. Anyway, the PJ Media article was entitled "Former Brexit Party Leader Nigel Farage Deplatformed by the entire UK banking system." If you want to hear what happened, just listen to Nigel Farage. I have this video. He gives kind of a snippet of what happened to him. So watch this.
I've been living with something for the last couple of months that may well fundamentally affect my future career going on from here and whether I can even stay living in this country. I have been with the same banking group since 1980. I've had my personal accounts with them since that date, and my business accounts right through the 1990s, what I worked in the City of London, and in recent years too. I'm with one of the subsidiaries of this big banking group, one with a very prestigious name, but I won't name them just yet. I got a phone call a couple of months ago to say, we are closing your accounts. I asked why. No reason was given. I was told a letter would come which would explain everything. The letter came through and simply said, we are closing your accounts. We want to finish it all by a date, which is around about now. I didn't quite know what to make of it. I complained. I emailed the chairman. A lackey phoned me to say that it was a commercial decision, which I have to say, I don't believe for a single moment. So I thought, well, there we are. I'll have to go and find a different bank. I've been to 7 banks, actually. asked them all, could I have a personal and a business account? And the answer has been no in every single case. There is nothing irregular or unusual about what.
So Nigel is the latest example of how banks will use the social credit scores coming from ESG and the DAI scores, as I've mentioned. Again, to eliminate a person's ability to function in society. And as you saw, he was told by his bank, Coates, which is the prestigious private bank with the royal family. That's who the royal family does business with. And of course, they're probably leftists, so they're going to continue to do business with the royal family. But if you're a conservative like Nigel Farage, forget it. You're going to be deplatformed. And he banked at this prestigious bank since 1980. And basically, they told him and informed him, as you saw there, they were closing all of his accounts without any explanation whatsoever. Farage later on claimed in a video on Twitter that this was due to him being a politically exposed person, a peep, he calls it. And in the United Kingdom, a peep is someone who is in public office and is therefore more susceptible to corruption or bribery. So Farage claimed that Coutts said that they were not sure if he was still a peep. Who knows? But anyway, here's the video, the Twitter of Nigel speaking about it himself. Watch this.
That is now 9 other banks that have refused me. They're telling the press I don't meet their wealth threshold. Well, they've never mentioned that before in the previous 10 years. The worst of the story is they denied to me on the phone on Friday that I was a PEP, a politically exposed person. That's the reason nobody else will have me, and Coutts are, frankly, being very, very dishonest.
As he mentioned, they never expressed a limit on how much he had to have in his account, by the way. And so that was not told to him. So it didn't seem like this was him not having enough money in his account. It seemed more that it had to do with his views, his values, which are more conservative. And of course, Coutts doesn't go along with that conservative movement. But anyway, what Nigel Farage found out was that after doing a subject access request with credit agencies, he was told that he is a peep for both personal and business accounts. So Farage goes on and says that the closing of these bank accounts and no banks wanting to do business with him is part of their plan in the UK to force him out because they don't like him. Remember, he was part of the Brexit movement and whatnot. And so that doesn't go with the globalist mindset. That doesn't go with the leftist mindset there in Britain. Anyway, PJ Media notes, Farage goes on to detail this financial ostracization from these banks, but says that other politicians have been done the same way, and they're always conservative. And he goes on to mention that these victims, these conservative victims from these banks have basically been rendered unable to conduct business or even function in the society. But they also face psychological extortion from vast, faceless institutions as their family members suffer the same fate, as Nigel points out. And basically, the banks tell the target, whoever that target is, a conservative target, a Christian target maybe, I don't know, step down from your politics, or everyone in your family gets it. And Nigel goes on to say that losing these bank accounts and not being able to get one is equivalent to being a non-person, and that the decision may fundamentally affect his future career and whether he can even go on staying and living in the UK. He goes on to say, for years, I've been falsely accused of having financial links to Russian funding. Of course, they always link everyone in the conservative realm to, they always link them with Russia, right? For some reason. And Farage says this is nonsense, but they always do that to them, that they're a danger, they're a problem. And PJ Media reports that it's quote unquote institutionalized political bigotry and discrimination. It combines the kind of systematic abuse once associated with the Soviet rule, but now sadly common in the United States, with sort of a social credit tyranny one sees in China. And that's the problem. They want to use this against people to make them a non-citizen, a non-player in the game when they don't conform. And like I said, it's not just happening to Nigel Farage. Listen to this interview from Great Britain explain how this is happening to many people. Watch this.
Again, I want to emphasize that this isn't simply just a Nigel Farage issue, but this is really an issue that we're seeing affect more and more people, and it could happen to you. So what could be more damaging to somebody's reputation than a string of banks basically saying, we're not having your custom, but we're not telling you why, which makes you look dodgy?
Yes, it's an absolute disgrace, and it is Orwellian. You know, we've had a principle in this country for almost 1,000 years that if you're accused of a crime, you have the right to defend yourself, and part of that is the right to know what you are accused of. This is a complete mess, this pet business. It also involves people not even knowing what they stand charged with. And when you're cancelled from the digital economy, you are cancelled from life and society, and you're absolutely shafted.
We had an MP on yesterday who revealed live on this show that there are people whose businesses supply ammunition for our own armed forces who, because of their line of work, had their bank accounts mistakenly closed, which is a shocker.
This is a common problem. You know, it's not just one person. This has happened to hundreds, thousands of people. And we've now ended up with this absolutely mad situation where the banks are more worried about the regulator and they're more worried about their staff and staff woke feelings than they are about the customers. And that is the heart of the problem, I'm afraid, because these banks, NatWest Bank, Barclays Bank, and others, they don't give two hoots about
it. Notice on the video, he said that they will just cancel you out and that they are more worried about their employees and the wokeness than the customers. That's what we're seeing all across the board, not only in the UK, but in all of Western society. And what is that? That is the Build Back Better. That is the Klaus Schwab movement. That is the ESG scores and the DAI scores all being put on the corporations. And what the governments of the world have figured out is that since they can't pass laws, because people wouldn't vote for this nonsense, they're going to go through the back door through the corporations. They're going to make the corporations and the banks force it on people. And that way the lawmakers and the politicians can say, well, we didn't pass any law. We didn't put anything on you. These are just these private companies wanting to do business like this, and they have a right to do business with whoever they want to do business. That's how they're getting around it. It's the back door through the corporation, which ends up being what we call corporate fascism, but it's on a global scale. So it's a global corporate fascism that is part of the Babylonian system. Remember, the kings of the earth, the merchants of the earth, and then the whore of Babylon, all three elements are together, which make up a global corporate fascism. That's the idea behind the Babylonian system. And so if you look at the World Economic Forum, the UN, the Council of Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, Club of Rome, Western countries have moved into a corporate fascism model. And it's being helped by financial institutions, big financial institutions like BlackRock and State Street and Vanguard, which all of these are promoting the ESG score and the DAI score. And of course, you know, you got Bill Gates and George Soros, all these guys, Zuckerberg, the guy who does Amazon, Bezos, and they're all in on this. Okay. They're all in on this. And so basically it's the concept of we're going to control you. And if you don't abide by our wishes, we will just turn you into a non-person and cut you off financially. That's the scary part about this. Anyway, it's part of the Build Back Better agenda. It's part of the Great Reset. It's part of the New World Order. It's the setting stage of Babylon and the system that which will be controlled by the Antichrist. So this is not going away. It's going to continue because nothing seems to be stopping this. If they've done it to Nigel Farage, they're going to do it eventually to more and more people. If they've done it to conservatives, they're going to do it to more and more. And so we don't plan on seeing this trend stop. The Babylonians want to destroy all of their political enemies and religious enemies. So it's not going to stop at Nigel Farage. It's going to be done to us as Christians, the remnant church, if we're still here. Now, we could be raptured at any point in time, but if we're still here and we have to see this, they could eventually target us because we're going against the ESG scores. We don't comply with environmental, social, and governance. We don't comply with diversity, inclusion, equity. We're not part of that. That's another religion. We go against that. And so we can be targeted one day too, economically And basically what's going to end up being is the Jews and Christians will be the ones they're trying to finally get to. It won't just be conservatives. That's who they're going to try to oust out of society. And they're going to go through the corporations to do it. And the corporations, as you can see, are religiousizing themselves with the Whore of Babylon. They're letting her, they've committed fornication with her, because at the end they get all the money, because they become, monopolies, global monopolies. That's why they're playing the game. That's why they're in on this. This is why they're willing to lose millions and billions of dollars selling out for ESG and diversity, equity, inclusion, because they've been told you will be the global monopoly and you will be the richest company in the world. That's why they're willing to do like what Bud Light did and cut themselves off from their mainstream purchasers of that beer or whatever, Nike, the Dodgers, whatever, because in the long run, they win. In the short term, they're told you're going to lose, but in the long run, you're going to win. And so this is the technique. This is the backdoor technique. And folks, this is the gateway to Christian persecution and Jewish persecution. And as Farage points out, he said this, it is impossible to function without a bank account. And he's right. It should alarm everybody that a bank has the power to punish those it considers to have erred or strayed. It's true. This is a warning to every one of us as part of the Philadelphia remnant. Because they're not going to stay with him. They're going to come after us. And they're basically going to try to force compliance to accept the values of the Whore of Babylon. And they're going to add that digital currency to it. And then basically they will threaten to erase us. Now, again, we don't know if we'll see all of this. I hope we don't, but we could as the setup continues and we're still here. We're only promised to be raptured prior to the tribulation. Anyway, Nigel Farage goes on to give more warnings. He says, after my banking travails, I fear Britain is lost. This is the way the whole world is going to become. And you know what? He's right. If Britain decides to continue to go down this path, they're gone. If America continues to go down this path, it's gone. It's not coming back. Australia, New Zealand, Canada, South Africa, all of Western society is going down this road. And Europe is going down this road. And I'm telling you, there's no way back. They will do this to everyone, right? Social credit score, digital identity, digital currency, they all fuse together, right? Along with your vaccination status and if you comply with the World Health Organization. Understand this, that the Bible and its contents and you holding to those views will be considered hate speech, a hate crime, and no one wants to do business with you at that point. They will put you out of society and you will just be cut off. And again, the Babylonians will just remove those who don't conform. So when you think about the construction of the Tower of Babel, remember this. When the Tower of Babel was being constructed, what did they make the tower out of? Bricks. The bricks represent the humans. The Babylonians, the elites, see us as nothing, humans as just bricks, not made in God's image. Right? That's why God had his original altars made with stone and not bricks, because stone represents natural, God created. And that's how every stone is different. Every human being is intrinsically made in his image and different. But bricks are uniform. It doesn't matter which one you have. You just put it in and it supports the wall. That's how they view humans. If you conform to the image of a brick, we will use you in the wall. But if you don't, and you're cracked or whatever, we will just take you out and we'll replace you with another brick. That's the concept of the Babylonian bricks. The bricks are how the Babylonians view humans. Is that too far of a cry to understand how that's how the globalists see us? That we're interchangeable, we're useless, whatever. All we're doing is supporting the structure, supporting their structure. And so that's how they view humans, as bricks, nothing but bricks. And that brick better be uniform in order to support the wall. But if that brick turns into a stone and has a different shape and it won't be pliable in the facade of the Tower of Babel's edifice, then it's quickly rejected and replaced by a brick. That's the concept. but it's the concept of persecution. It's the concept of how they will go after us. So a lot of things are happening. I hope the rapture happens soon because a lot of crazy stuff is starting to happen. And this beast system is setting up and getting in place and is going to start persecuting true believers if we're not raptured anytime soon. Either way, whether we are persecuted or we're raptured, the Lord, His timing is perfect and He will do what He wants to do with His church and He will remove it again before the tribulation. With that being said, what are you to do? Well, we prepare spiritually, we know that, but prepare physically. Have some things on hand. Have some supplies on hand. Understand that you might have to go into a trading barter system if they go digital currency. If the banks cut you off, you're going to have to do a trade and barter. So I would start thinking about what you can trade and barter, right? What is biblical wealth? Those types of things. Food supplies, water supplies, ammunition, guns, things that you can trade. Medical, medicine, those types of things, right? Food that you can trade. All those things in a trade and bartering system you have to start thinking about. And that might be a way that we have to survive until the day of the rapture. So, anyway, just food for thought.